Good evening, everyone. Today is Monday, and it's about 6:12 in the evening here on October the 18th. And I just wanted to give everybody an update. We've kind of been doing a little traveling. Went to the state park in Arkansas, enjoyed the time that we had there. And then we also traveled to other points in Arkansas, favorite places that we've been. And we also went to a little town called Southwest Missouri, which is a real beautiful area. Not too far from Noel, Missouri. And so we've enjoyed getting away, getting a little bit of a respite. Christ went away. He himself got away by himself, away from the crowds, away from all the activity. You know, part of one of the attributes of God is his solitary nature. He's not dependent upon any of his creation. He has many attributes, as we know. He has foreknowledge. He is supreme. He is sovereign. He's immutable. He's holy. He's omnipotent, omniscient. He's faithful. He's good. He's patient. He has tremendous grace and mercy and love, but he also has wrath. And we contemplate God in our daily lives and in our relationship with other people. Seems like we're living in a time where people are very distraught many times, and they are stressed out. And oftentimes their stress affects their behaviors. I know if I get totally stressed out, it affects my behaviors. I heard a great definition of stress, and that is, the definition of stress is the absolute denial of the sovereignty of God in one's life. But it's not always easy to affirm God's sovereignty when things are going on that fly in the face of all rationality at times. God is a rational being, and he has made rational creatures, but he's also created irrational creatures. People who are born and conceived in sin are in total depravity. You don't have to be a Genghis Khan to be totally depraved. Well, anyway, just hope everyone is doing well. This is going to be a brief update. I'll try to update you in the next couple weeks. Things that are going on. We saw some beautiful falls on Sunday. Beautiful creation. The leaves are starting to change colors down here. It's a beautiful time of the year. It's going to get down to probably around, in the 50s tonight where we're at. So it's a beautiful area. And so we will continue to stay in touch with you all. You are in our prayers and in our thoughts. God bless.